His head could have been grown in a box. It was all chamfered and square due to the cranial crash cap leaving patterns in his hair. The face was of a snowman's design, a couple of stones, a carrot, with a gashed mouth hanging loosely out of line. Stumpy and curt of leg, he bowed onto a gorilla's gait, hobbling precariously with clubbed feet, as if trying to master our perpendicular trait. A one-man Muppet show that gurned her back with a grotesque grin. Salivating as a drooling dog, it dripped to the floor like meltwater from his missing chin. A carer fed him with jelly babies from a plastic fork. The man-child screeched, emitting a cry not dissimilar to that of a seagull's squawk. It was the matron pater that had passed the parcel of sin, leaving a lifetime of torment for their poor, pathetic next of kin. Like a busted clock, he stared back with a gormless guilt. He was what the neighbours cruelly called inbred stock. There was nothing, not a morsel of beauty about this mutant's mime. Short of bone, scragged of flesh, with that terrible twist of spine. Less than 3 degrees of sanguine separation, he carries the Oedipus complex, that Amish curse, the Down syndrome, the founder effect. Sitting there like a crash test dummy, all broken and out of line, a monster of the misfits, our modern day Frankenstein.